At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ooh, big Powerball tonight. 10th largest ever.
Yep.
The Powerball lottery jackpot keeps climbing, now at an estimated $750 million.
Yep.
After there was no winner over the weekend, the next drawing is tonight.
I saw some video the other day about some lady manifesting her way into winning the lottery.
No.
Three times. And it explained what she did. You know, you're certain. I'm going to win the lottery. I don't remember what the steps were. I didn't really pay that much attention to the video because I was like, what? No way. But, you know, write it on a piece of paper, whatever the steps are. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, you know, maybe I could win the lottery that way. And then I thought, if anybody was going to manifest winning the lottery,
yep,
it's going to be Dana Wright.
It's me!
And she is like 0 for 742 now.
Have you ever won anything in the lottery?
No.
Like $20
no.
or $100?
No.
Five?
No. But I will tell you this. Am I the only one that when you go to buy a lottery ticket like Powerball, you do it and you feel like you're being judged? So you downplay it when you're up there at the, like let's say I go into Quick Trip to get a diet soda.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'll do. She'll be like, is that all today? Bring you up here. I got you over here. Yep. And then I go, I don't know. I guess go give me a Powerball ticket. I mean, sure. Not for me. Like, I actually feel embarrassed.
Why?
I don't know. Sam, why is it?
I don't know.
Because you know you're wasting your money?
Because it's for the mathematically challenged. Like,
I would judge you more for standing there in front of me and not saying, just give me a Powerball ticket for 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Right. Than hemming and hawing about it.
Just, you know, get the ticket and get out of here.
You know.
Now, if you do come
final,
in.
I suppose. I mean, do you want the multiplier? I don't even know what that is, but sure.
If you do come in with one of those lottery, like, folder books,
yep,
and you've got 700 slips that are pre-filled out, and oh, I want to play this one, I want to do this one six times.
Mm-mm. Judge away.
You're getting judged. Sorry.
You mean there are people who want to put in specific numbers?
Yes!
So, like, they sell those little booklets, and you get the slips, and you fill out your custom numbers. Okay. And there are people that have used those slips for so many years that the machine will stop reading them. So they have to fill out a new one, and they are very unhappy when they have to do that.
I'll be darned.
And sometimes they'll be like, I want this one run nine times.
Right.
And I never understood that, because I thought if that was the winning number, you can't win the jackpot nine times.
You would just be splitting it nine ways.
With yourself.
With yourself, right?
But with some of the other games, that's not how it works, where you do actually win nine times the prize. It's very confusing.
I'm very confused.
You should be.
So, congratulations.
If you would like to keep $2, don't buy a lottery ticket. So if you would like to donate $2, buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, and I have no intention of stopping off at a gas station on the way home to buy a lottery
ticket. Okay, but what if you were, it just so happens, you were there anyway to get gas?
You drive an electric car.
I'm just asking Scott, if you had to go in to get gas, if you had to, you know, would you be like, all right.
I've gotten a handful of them for the kids to play. You know, obviously, if they won, I would say, hey, I'm going to have to claim the prize.
For me, scratchers are actually kind of entertaining. The odds are much better, they're actually kind of entertaining.
You know what's not entertaining is being the person behind the person at the counter who is ordering scratchers tickets like he's ordering off a menu.
God, I love the scratcher tickets.
I'll take two number 17.
I've only done it like five or six times, but it's all been this year, and it's
five.
really satisfying until the very last square and you don't win anything.
Yeah, but like, but you have a strong attraction to gambling.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I don't.
It's not your thing.
No.
Not judging.
Can I save you a little hope, Dana?
Yeah.
Typically, and there's no science behind this, and I'm not a professional.
Okay.
I just happen to see a lot of winning tickets.
Right.
Right. If the winner, if there is not a winning number in the first two lines of numbers, the odds of there being one in the last three lines of numbers are pretty dang
real
low.
So in your experience, if you're going to win, you win out of the gate.
Within the first two lines of numbers.
Oh, man.
And I've never won with a lower number, or quite frankly, seen a winner with a lower number, like in the bottom three rows, without a separate winning number in the top two.
Mm-hmm.
Remember
when you get through those first two rows, just, you know, we're done.
Remember when your mom had like six different rows of numbers?
Oh, that was my grandfather,
was
her
that your
dad.
Grandfather? Okay. And thought they
and
had
he
won.
Thought, no, he legitimately thought he had won.
Because he had all six of the numbers,
yes.
But they were on different lines.
He goes, well, do they all have to be on the same line?
Yep.
He goes, yes.
Kind of how it works, Gramps.
He thought he won the Powerball. It was like $40 million.
Nobody has won the Powerball since May 31st. If you win tonight, Dana Wright, you can get a lump sum payment of $338.6 million before taxes.
Sold.
Before taxes.
Wait, before?
Yeah. That if you take the lump sum, yeah. That's where the lottery makes their money is people saying, I want my money now.
I thought that would be after, though. They cut it more than in half before
yes.
they tax it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They cut it in half and then they tax it.
So like I said, if you would like to keep $2, keep $2. If you would like to donate mm-hmm. it, buy a lottery ticket.
It's $2. I don't mind donating $2
so,
for the
see,
cause.
The last time was on May 31st when one person in California won a $204 million jackpot. They got the cash value before taxes of $91.6 million. Odds of winning are 1 in 292 million.
Can't win if you don't play.
Well, can't donate if you don't play either.
What year would be the cutoff for I'm going to take the monthly installments? At 28, I would consider the monthly installments.
No, I would be always looking over my shoulder that someone with the lottery was trying to kill me.
Or somebody was
trying to kill
you.
It does not transfer upon your death, Sam. When you're dead, it's out.
Yeah. If you die, it goes away.
Okay.
In the ongoing dispute over whether or not a Buc-ee's gas station should be built in Colorado on County Line Road between Douglas and El Paso County, it is getting national attention now from federal lawmakers. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett has put his opinion in the big ring and is siding with the residents of Palmer Lake who are opposed to Buc-ee's coming to their county. Greenland Ranch has stood as one of Colorado's oldest, I'm quoting here from the senator, continually operating cattle ranches, a living link to our history, our open spaces, our way of life. I cannot support the proposal to annex land across from Greenland Ranch for a massive Buc-ee's development, and this is why I'm applauding the local citizens there who have organized to oppose it.
Okay, it's one thing to welcome that to your town if it's on the outskirts or somewhere in a more industrial area. You would agree, Scott, you wouldn't want to live next door to one.
No.
If there's any neighborhood adjacent area.
The only Buc-ee's I've ever seen was on a highway between Austin and San Antonio.
Yeah.
You know, and
these people in Colorado are like, not up in here.
Now, the one in KCK is going to be right down the street from a residential area.
Nope.
A country residential area, but still a residential area.
I know what I didn't tell you today, but I told Sam. I was in my little home office and the Ring doorbell camera went off and I looked at my phone and there was a man at our front door with a clipboard. Now, immediately,
that's a
non-starter. When you see someone at your front door with a clipboard, are thinking what?
They're going to say, I'm an eight, and then you slam the door.
They want to sell me a subscription
yes.
to the Kansas City Star.
Or do you need a pest control company? Or do you need
new windows?
Right.
They're going to try to sell me.
So I wait and I'm looking at him. I'm like, no, I'm not getting up for this. Mm-hmm. He looks around, rings the doorbell again. I'm like, he's persistent.
Right.
So I get up and he does look like he's wearing some sort of official kind of shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I go outside and there he is at my front door. And I said, hi, can I help you? And as soon as I see him, it says Johnson County. And then I'm like, oh. And I look out in the driveway, and there is a car. It is a Johnson County official county vehicle.
What do you want?
Well, now I'm like, now he's not trying to sell me something. What did I do? It's the appraiser's office.
Oh, they want to come in.
Well, I want to talk about this when we come back. Very nice young man. He's got the clipboard, and he said, hey, I just want to let you know, are you the homeowner? I said, yes. He said, anytime a home sells, we go door to door to just update and confirm some things about the house. Now, I believe him. I don't think this was a hoax or anything. But all of that
you're
is
not coming in.
All of that is public information, right?
What do you mean?
Well, we'll talk about it when he gets back. One of the things he said was, still 3-bedroom, 2-bath? Like one of those.
None of your business.
No, I go, yes. And he said, no major improvements? No.
Uh-uh.
Did they come to your house when you bought the house?
Not that I remember. And I'm there in the mornings.
Did he just accidentally catch me when I was home? And are you just not supposed to let him in? I mean, they know the house sold. Anytime a house sells, that's part of the tax rolls, right?
If you want to look inside the house, come while it's up for sale.
No, he did not come in. He did not ask to come in. However, had he asked to come in, I don't think I would have been comfortable with
that. No, because you guys did some renovations since you bought it.
Barely. I mean, sort of.
Well, you got rid of the pink bathroom.
Yeah.
I think they would up your value if they saw that bathroom.
That's exactly what I think.
Well,
and he's probably been driving by and seeing a work van coming out of there. No major improvements.
Doing a little detective work on the improvements.
You don't remember anyone coming to your door and saying...
When Sean and I got divorced, sadly, I bought the house in Ropo.
Right.
And then I bought the house in Western Shawnee. Nobody's ever come by.
Number of bedrooms and bathrooms.
No.
Unfinished basement or finished basement. And then he said...
Yeah, because he's the appraiser.
And then he said, I want to confirm the sale price. And what that struck me as odd, because I thought...
That's very bizarre.
The county knows the sale price.
Right.
All that's recorded.
913-586-7798.
Oh, God. Was he trying to kill me?
Probably. You'd be dead. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
So the text line wants to know, did he show you any identification, or did it just say Johnson County on his shirt?
Well,
did he have a business card?
He was in a county vehicle that was in my driveway. So there's no question he was with the county, unless this is a hoax and he went out and wrapped his sedan in a Johnson County. You know what the
is it a Ford Taurus?
You know what? Yeah, okay. What the logo looks like.
They're
yeah,
probably legit then, because that's what they drive.
Yeah, I was gonna say sedan, okay. White nondescript sedan, yeah, with the Johnson County logo all over it. And but when he said how much was the, he said I'm just verifying the sale price. And that was the only time where I was like, well, yeah, you know the sale, like all that's
actually
recorded.
Something in the text line says the only thing recorded at the county is your mortgage. So how much did you
put down?
How much did you get a loan for?
Yeah, I don't know.
And that, you know, the price of the house. Although, I don't know why they would need to ask you all those questions. I mean, I get an appraiser's statement, you know, what, twice a year, once a year, where it says this is not a tax bill. And then, you know, that's how they, that's what your escrow is for, is for paying the county and the library board and or library commission, whatever. And that's done by them just, and we've had plenty of these problems, especially in Kansas City, Missouri, but elsewhere in the metro where homes are being inflated in their appraisal.
This says the county appraiser is required to visit your property at least once every 6 years. First, the appraiser will, quote, attempt to interview the property owner. That's what this was.
Okay.
Let me see what else it says.
Well, I lived in Roland Park for 11 years. I never spoke with an appraiser.
Never?
Never once.
First, the appraiser will attempt to interview the property owner. Then an exterior inspection is done. The appraiser will look for changes such as, quote, a room addition or the construction of a deck. Verify the dimensions. He did say, I'm going to go to the backyard and verify the dimensions. That's the other thing he said.
No, get off my property.
Well, I
this
I don't
does
know.
Not belong to you.
Back in the office, they will use computer-generated data to analyze the property based on its age, style of construction, and replacement cost. Sales data is also reviewed and analyzed.
You're telling me that every 6 years, and I don't know how many homes there are in Johnson County, but it is a lot, that somebody every 6 years visits every home
in Johnson
County.
Well, this was the problem in Jackson. They were saying they were doing that, and we know they weren't.
I find that extremely hard to believe. You know how many homes there are in this county?
I know.
And in Jackson County.
They also can't increase your property value in the same year that you just bought the home, unless I'm mistaken.
I don't know the answer to that, Sam.
Wouldn't your property value be what you paid for it?
Well,
it's pretty hard for them to say, well, you know, you may have only paid.
The Johnson County Appraiser's Office is legally required to inspect each property at least once every 6 years.
Okay, that doesn't mean they have to make contact with you, though.
I think the first thing they do is make, I mean, hello, I answered the doorbell.
Somebody says on the text line, I have lived in my house for 29 years. I have never had anyone come to the door from the appraiser's office.
Oh, my God.
Somebody else says, I've lived in my house for 26 years in OP. Never seen an appraiser in my life.
He was probably 27, 28 years old, 20, maybe 30. And he knew my name.
Yeah, it's on the mortgage.
Very easy to find.
Well, but he also said because it sold, because it was recently acquired. I don't know.
By the way, I did see your door-to-door Segway guy on Knoll. And I can't imagine there's more than one door-to-door salesman rocking a Segway.
He is. Well, in fact, the first thought I had when I saw the appraiser, before I knew it was the appraiser, my first thought was, I've got to get a no soliciting sign on that door.
Doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
As someone who has one and is currently arguing with his girlfriend about putting up a second, we still get
you need one that says
on
no
door.
Soliciting, and then one below it that says no really.
I'm serious.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding.
In case you didn't see that sign, this one says no soliciting.
Well, here's what you do: you don't answer the door. And now, well, in fairness,
okay, let me ask you this. They still have to go around back and nose around, don't they?
I'd be real careful if I were them.
I agree.
I don't think they legally can.
Sam, I don't know. I think the appraiser is sort of like utility easement spotters.
I'm not so sure about this.
You best stay on the easement.
No, if they are statistically required to appraise every house every 6 years, you can't say it's statistically required, but then say you can't access the backyard.
I can say you're not legally allowed in my backyard. Move along. Go to the next house.
I understand what you're saying. I didn't mean for this to be contentious. I was just curious.
No, I understand. But, you know, they're not there to give you money.
I know.
They're there to take it from you.
I know.
New to the neighborhood? Oh, I was going to go ahead and lower your property value, so.
I joke with Johnny. I said, I didn't know what to tell him, so I said we added 9 bedrooms.
Be careful.
Go ahead and call your lender. Let him know that we're going to be giving you an extra $40,000.
We're going to pay you more.
I would not let them in the house. I would not let them in the backyard if you have a fence.
I don't have a fence.
I mean, can you imagine, like, it's open space in my backyard. I don't have a fence either. But, there are some woods not far from my house in the backyard.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if the appraiser came over and for whatever reason, I actually answered the door, and he said he wanted to take a look out back, and I said, no, I'm sorry, this is private property. And then I look out the woods, and he's out there with the binoculars on, just trying to gauge if I've added anything to the back. You know, did I do some new landscaping?
Did you put up some new drapes in the living room? Those look sturdy.
And you know what? And in my defense, maybe the reason maybe the reason I never saw an appraiser is because I don't answer the door.
Right.
Unless I know
a clipboard, you're hitting the deck.
Well, you or Sam, if you were to come over to the house, I would know that you're on the way.
Right.
Right. Hey, I'll be there at 4 o'clock. I'll be there at 3, whatever. And so if there's a knock on the door around 3 o'clock in the afternoon and Sam said he was coming over at 3, I would answer the door without any hesitation.
Typically, when I'm going to your house, you are standing at the front door with it open when I arrive.
That is right. Because I sit there and I wait and I watch
anxiously.
And I see your car pull up and I'm like,
somebody else is going to walk in my house.
And I just finished dusting. Because you never know when the general's wife is coming over.
When's he going to take his shoes off? He better.
I still have those signs, by the way, by the doors. Welcome. Take off your shoes.
Do you still have the booties?
No.
Oh.
No, I got rid of the booties. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. From the text line, my parents have a house in Overland Park. They have lived there for 30-plus years, never seen the appraiser.
Great.
Also from the text line, Kansas is a non-disclosure state. They do not disclose the sale price to the county. It is up to the homeowner to do so.
Did you?
I think he said it first. Like, you pay $20? And I went, yeah. I don't. I know. Mm. And I always try to be friendly. Maybe I shouldn't have been helpful.
If they're from the government, they're not there to give you money. They're there to take it.
And now it does say that sellers are required to disclose the facts about the property in the seller's disclosure. It does not say anything about telling the county how much you need to be charged in taxes because of how much you paid.
But the seller's disclosure is between the seller and the buyer.
Correct.
It's a legal document, and they have to tell you if there's been roof damage and mold, if there's ever been mold in the house that they're aware of or whatever. 913-586-7798. A.A. Ron, hello.
Hey, you guys.
Hi.
So a quick Google search will tell you that there's over 250,000 homes in Johnson County, Kansas, in 2023.
Oh, I would have guessed it was more than that, A. Ron, but go ahead.
Well, I'm sure it could be, but that's what Google says.
Okay.
Anyhow, so if you do the quick math on it, it would take a staff of over 20 to 25 to do all those inspections for just residents every 6 years, which it's not possible. Because they've also got businesses to do. Then they got to do the paperwork on top of that. So it's not feasible. They'd have to inspect like 50,000 homes every year. And there's no way they're doing that and doing it accurately. So it's the same way, you know, I'm surprised there's not some kind of class action lawsuit suing both every county and state over that, because it's just not feasible. They can't afford a staff to, you know, we need dispatchers, you know, and police and whatnot, and they can afford to, you know, hound you for your taxes. Oh, yeah, that's what it is, money.
Do you think this guy, Aaron, got back to the office today and he goes, you're never going to believe the ding-a-ling I ran into today. She just told me
she gave the
said,
price.
Come on in.
100% that guy was like, we got a live one. Hey, you guys have a good day.
All right, you too, man. Bye. You know, but I've gotten, I'm not bragging because I don't know where they come up with these numbers. I'm not bragging at all because it's costing me more money in my escrow. But the value of my home, let me think here, has gone up since I bought it 40%.
Yeah.
40% in 4 years.
That's crazy.
Every single year I get that letter from the appraiser's office, and it makes me happy in one regard because, now, you know, that's if I were to sell it tomorrow, I might be able to get that kind of money out of it, that kind of growth. You know, it's a great investment. However, then I get a letter from the bank that says because of my county taxes, my payment is going up X number of dollars a month, and right. because they've got to rebuild the escrow. So you win, you lose. A story here out of Ohio. Both family and community members are praying for a high school football player from Ohio who was paralyzed by a tackle during a game over the weekend. Mason White is a 15-year-old freshman football player at Tuscarawas Valley High School. He fractured his C4 vertebrae during Friday night's game against a crosstown rival, according to his mom, Amanda White. White says that Mason was taken to Akron Children's Hospital, where the family was told the fracture was putting pressure on his spine. He underwent surgery and is still recovering.
Bless his heart.
He currently has some movement in his right arm, but not in his hands or in his legs, according to his mom. Quoting here from Mother, although this was not the outcome that we had been hoping for, we are just so thankful that he is still here with us. Yeah. White asking for prayers as Mason recovers. He's expected to be in the hospital for at least a month before starting extensive therapy. They did set up a GoFundMe, if you're inclined.
15, my God.
So he's what, freshman, maybe a sophomore, but most likely a freshman.
Update from Kansas State University in the last few minutes. Late this afternoon, Kansas State University was the target of a swatting attack intended to be disruptive to our Manhattan campus. Riley County Dispatch received a call on their administrative line of a message stating active violence at the library. Officers immediately responded and determined the call was a hoax and there was no threat or danger. The building is safe. The Manhattan campus is under normal operations. This appears to be, they write, similar to the other swatting reports happening at universities across the country. So there you have it.
So what's the point?
Someone being an idiot, Scott, that would like to wear orange and not because they like Taylor Swift.
I'm literally at a loss for what would prompt somebody to do that other than they get a thrill out of watching people's reaction?
I don't know.
To what they're doing? Dana, you're a radio personality. You have talked about your home on the radio numerous times, have you not? Yeah, but you don't go into great detail about the massive improvements that you and Johnny are doing over there.
I think they're listening and they're like, hey, we got to get over to that. I can't. Am I naive? I think that's just silly.
I wouldn't have bragged about the gold-plated chair rail that you put in the dining room that you added on.
Certainly not the gold throne.
No, I would have never mentioned that.
The one from the palace in England.
Bidet included.
I wouldn't have talked about adding the fourth and fifth bedrooms.
Right. The completely renovated.
Doubling the square footage.
Bourbon
on the back
and
half.
Wine cellar.
Remember when you finished the basement for the birds?
And then killed
them. Which, by the way, all of them. Can I tell you, I am furious. I have this ash tree in my front yard.
I thought you said ashtray.
Ash tree.
Like, what? Okay.
So, and every year, There is a small family of birds that take up residence in my tree.
Okay.
And the only reason I know that is it is every once in a while I'll see a little bit of bird dung in the driveway. I'm going to send you guys a picture tonight. It is
splatterama.
Oh my God. I don't know how many families of birds are now in this tree, but you can honest to God, if you were to walk down the one side of the driveway closest to the tree.
Is it crunchy?
Yes. I went out and swept it today and still couldn't
I wouldn't do that. You could get hantavirus. They're very, the toxoplasmosis thing is real.
These, I don't know, I clearly have a lot more birds in that tree than I have ever had before.
You should live with them. Lean into it, Scott. I water my birds every morning.
The sidewalk is completely trashed.
Yep.
You cannot walk on my sidewalk without stepping in bird poop. There's
I water
that much.
The birds every single morning.
Hantavirus, by the way, is rodents, not.
I exchanged the hummingbird sugar water thing yesterday.
I think that's lovely.
I just love the birds.
I think you're totally fine cleaning up bird poop. If you were going to get sick from it, I would have been dead a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to have, during the break, I'm going to have Tasha send me a picture.
No, I know what bird poop looks
like.
Does it
look similar?
You can't fathom.
Yeah, we work in a radio studio.
It's covered.
Okay, think about leaving your car underneath the tower.
In April.
For a month.
No.
Sam, hand to God, it is awful. Awful.
You remember when I was living at my old bad apartment in the bad area?
Mm-hmm.
And I came to work and it looked like somebody had, like a full-size human had hopped up onto my truck and had some post-Taco Bell.
Oh, gross, Sam!
I don't know how many birds were up in that tree, but that took like 20 minutes at the handheld car wash to get that off.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad.
When we get back, we have a Florida man story for you.
Of course we do.
As only the Florida man can do. Why has he been arrested? Oh, just wait.
Okay.
It's even good for a Florida man story.
913-586-7798. She's Dana Wright. He's Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. You can check out the Dana Parks podcast, available anytime you want at kmbz.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What is going on?
She has a Ring doorbell.
On tape. I told him everything.
She gave it up. Oh, she gave all of it up. All of it. He read a dang Zillow listing and she confirmed it.
Oh, man.
It was listed at this price. Well, sale price? Oh, yeah. Four offers, same day, full price.
Yeah, paid every dollar.
Every single one of them.
Classic.
You go to the bathroom, Scott, and I look at Sam.
No, I was in the back studio.
You go out there, and I look at Sam, and I go, you know what? I go, I bet this whole thing's on Ring doorbell.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't remember what I told him. So I go back to like 10 a.m. or whenever it was.
You just cost yourself some money.
I pull it up. There he is, and he goes, every time a house sells, we just want to verify some information. I go, yep. And he goes, are you the homeowner? And I go, yep. And then how did he say it, Sam? I want to verify the asking price.
No, he said it was listed at and then said it. Is that correct? And
I
said,
yeah.
Yep, four offers, first day, we got it.
Oh my God.
Very excited. Super excited. And he goes, okay, thank you. Going to be charging you a lot of taxes. Have a good day.
And then he skips away.
I hope he's on commission.
Doing some backflips.
Because he just made some money.
Clicking his heels.
But in fairness to me.
Hooting and hollering.
They know what the asking price is of every single home that's on the market.
Well, they can get a general idea.
They know.
Yes.
And generally, you know that homes are selling right within, 3% of whatever that price is.
Yeah, especially when you confirm it.
The best part was, he goes, is it Dana? And she goes, yep, mistake number one. No, I'm not Dana. What are you talking about?
Well,
have a good day. Your records are wrong.
See,
bye.
The problem is I am too honest. I thought, well, look at him with his clipboard. I wanted to be helpful.
There's my sidewalk outside my house.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of dung. That's a lot of dung.
Mm-hmm. That's just the sidewalk. That's just one part.
How do you know so much about?
Because I just did.
And I just did.
Oops, I crept my pants.
All right, here's your Florida man story today, you guys. Deputies say a suspected drug dealer has been arrested.
When you get your new mortgage statement, it's going to be ballooned.
Oh, God.
I can't believe you told him.
Let me see.
Who's at the door now?
Well, with so much pride, by the way.
I am really. I'm going to play it for you during a break.
You're
going to.
Four offers.
You are going to die.
First day. We got it.
Did she really say that? We got it.
Four offers. First day. We got it. God. Direct quote.
Oh, my God. All right. What's going on in
Deputies say a suspected drug dealer was arrested after his drone, which was carrying meth and fentanyl, crashed into a Florida home. 49-year-old Jason Brooks was arrested on a variety of charges, according to the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. The arrest came after a homeowner called deputies for help, saying Brooks showed up at their front door. He was explaining, I just crashed my drone into your backyard and I need it back. Deputies say the homeowner gave them the drone and multiple bags of narcotics, including meth and fentanyl. His car was also unregistered and missing a proper tag. He's been charged with a whole bunch of things.
Like meth?
Yeah.
And being dumb?
They're using drones now.
They've been using drones.
And this from Channel 5. We're going to bring this back tomorrow. This just posted. A Kansas woman has been seriously injured after she was crushed by a yacht.
Oh, at Lake of the Ozarks.
At the Lake of the Ozarks. Did you guys talk about this on Friday?
No, I just saw the headline a little while ago.
Oh, my God. It happened just before 7:15 last night in the main channel. And this says it started with a report of a watercraft collision. The 58-year-old woman from Junction City, Kansas, was trying to tie up a little boat to a big boat. Like, follow me here.
Okay. Was she trying to tie the little boat to the yacht that ran her over?
Something happened. The vessel drifted. It crushed her against the dock.
Oh. Oh.
No further information has been released.
A posthumous and unsparing memoir by one of Jeffrey Epstein's most prominent accusers, Virginia Giuffre, will be published this fall. Nobody's Girl, a memoir of surviving abuse and fighting for justice, is scheduled for release on October 21st.
She's the one we lost this last year, correct?
Died in April of suicide at the age of 41. She had been working on Nobody's Girl with author-journalist Amy Wallace and had completed the manuscript for the 400-page book, according to her publisher. The publisher's statement includes an email from Giuffre to Wallace a few weeks before her death, saying that it was her heartfelt wish that the memoir be released regardless of any circumstances. In the event of my passing, she wrote, I would like to ensure that Nobody's Girl is still released. I believe it has the potential to impact many lives and foster necessary discussions about these grave injustices. So October 21st is when that book is coming out. Jerry Adler, who spent decades behind the scenes of storied Broadway productions before pivoting to acting in his 60s. And you know him from The Sopranos.
You know, this is from Sopranos.
He has died at the age of 96. Among Adler's acting credits are The Sopranos, on which he played Tony Soprano advisor Hesh Rabkin across all six seasons. Also, he was in The Good Wife, where he played law partner Howard Lyman. Didn't switch over to acting until he was in his 60s.
It is never too late to follow your dreams.
Yes. Well, that's very nice. And Skip Bayless's wife. Do you know who Skip Bayless is?
We are not even talking about this.
What is her deal?
Angry.
Yes.
Angry woman.
Going crazy about Brittany Mahomes and Taylor Swift.
She's like, oh, I'm dreading football season.
She said the one thing that she was dreading more than football season itself is having to see Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce shoved down her throat all season long.
Okay, first of all, no one's shoving them down your throat. You don't have to watch any of the games in which the Chiefs happen to be participating. And number two, Taylor Swift has zero control over whether she is shown on camera.
That is exactly right.
Well,
she is an angry woman. Boy. I hope she gets diarrhea.
Well, he's an angry guy.
He is.
I mean, he isn't just, ugh. Lots of celebrity birthdays today. Gene Simmons is 76. Rob Halford from Judas Priest is 74. Rachel Ray is 57. Director Tim Burton is 67. Oh. Billy Ray Cyrus is 64. Elvis Costello is 71. And by the way, this is the day that bosses say is the sickest day at work every year.
Oh, we will be bringing that back tomorrow.
There you go. We got to run. News is next. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.